Support for this podcast comes from the Fletcher School of Global Affairs at Tufts University. To start your future as a global changemaker, you must have context across fields like international business, cybersecurity, energy policy, and more. Don't just study global affairs, shape them. Visit fletcher.tufts.edu.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
This is the jazz pianist Fred Hirsch playing the song Whirl from his new album Fred Hirsch Solo. Hirsch is a Grammy Award-nominated pianist and composer with deep roots in Boston. 40 years ago, he came to study at the New England Conservatory, and now he's back. He'll be performing a solo recital tonight that celebrates the 40th anniversary of his arrival at NEC and his 60th birthday. Reaching 60 is a significant milestone in anyone's life, but in Fred Hirsch's case, it seems close to miraculous. He was diagnosed with HIV in 1986, and 7 years ago, he fell gravely ill and went into a coma that lasted 2 months.
Certainly, 2008 was a horrible year in every respect.
Yeah.
When I got out of the coma, which was not related to my HIV condition, it was just bad pneumonia that was not diagnosed in time. I couldn't talk. I was missing. I had a non-working right vocal cord. I still don't have a working right vocal cord. I've been surgically put together. I couldn't walk. I had no coordination. I weighed 105 pounds. I didn't eat for 9 months. Everything went through a feeding tube. I didn't know how far I'd bounce back.
It's miraculous that you're here talking to me and playing. When did it start to dawn on you that you were even going to be able to recover your ability to play?
Well, I was in a coma the summer of 2008, and I played my first full week at the Village Vanguard in January of 2009 with a feeding tube sticking out of my stomach, but nonetheless. And it was probably not the strongest playing I've ever done, but I played a week, two sets a night for six nights in a row, and you know, and it was a love fest. I mean, people were really happy to see me back at it.
So this is the latest chapter in Fred Hirsch's comeback story. He's here in Boston to perform at his alma mater's principal performing space, the beautiful Jordan Hall. That's where we met him yesterday, to talk about his recent album and to hear him play.
What comes to me is a ballad from 1939, so I'll play a little bit of I'll Be Seeing You.
Fred Hirsch's new album, Fred Hirsch Solo, was recorded at a chamber music festival in upstate New York 2 summers ago. He says at first he didn't even realize it was going to be an album.
It was just one of those kind of great nights where I felt like everything was firing. I was really connected with the music, with the piano. The acoustics were really nice. And I had gone into the studio in January of this year to record a solo album. I think it was a good album, but I was a little frustrated.
Frustrated because?
Well, I just, you know, playing in a studio is not like playing in Jordan Hall, for instance. You don't get much back. So I eked out this record, and then I was driving in my car, and I just put this concert on the CD changer and realized that it was better than anything I did in the studio. I think going forward in my career, I'm going to be recording more live than studio, just because, first of all, you kind of have to deal with whatever comes up. You know, you play something that you don't like or maybe even a mistake, and you have to kind of turn it into something that seems reasonably convincing.
I love the way you play, and I wanted you to say a little bit more about how you draw from jazz standards, but from pop music. I know you draw from classical as well, and it seems like such a wonderful and sort of free way to think about jazz, as opposed to traditional jazz players that are more hemmed in by the idea of what sort of jazz orthodoxy requires.
You know, so I kind of dip into all those repertoires when I play, in addition to my own music. But it's, you know, it's stuff that's not production dependent. It's performance dependent. They say, you know, there are all these quotes, jazz is the sound of surprise. You know, there has to be danger or it's not real jazz, both of which I believe. You know, I want to surprise myself. I want to surprise an audience. If I'm not fully engaged in what I'm doing, then I can't expect them to be. And I'm, you know, grateful that I've had so many opportunities to express myself in so many different ways. You know, I just turned 60 last week, and given the state of my health, I didn't think I was going to be 40 or even 35. And here I am at 60, you know, and on the cover of Downbeat and with more gigs than I can handle. Something in my playing, I think, changed for the better.
Really?
After going through something like that, I think I'm much looser, much more spontaneous. And I think also, you know, being 60 and having made my living as a professional jazz artist since I was 18, you know, at a certain point, I don't have anything to prove. And I think when I was early on in my health crisis, you know, I thought every record that I made would be my last record. You know, so I was really putting so much pressure on myself. And now I don't put any pressure on myself. You know, I don't have to make history here at Jordan Hall. I just have to play what I feel that particular night. And there may be some emotion, you know, associated with that.
You know, when you're performing today, 2015, you're doing this concert tonight, what do you want people to come away with?
I think just the simple, these days, the simple act of coming somewhere, turning your phone off, and sitting for an hour or two with an artist, and trusting them to take you somewhere and reveal some things to you as they're revealing things to themselves, that in itself is a huge act of faith. You know, and, you know, this is not music in the background or music while you're doing your email or music while you're on the treadmill. It's kind of a shared experience.
And that's Fred Hirsch playing his song Down Home yesterday in Jordan Hall for us. He's a Grammy-nominated pianist and composer. His latest album is called Fred Hirsch Solo, and he'll be performing tonight at Jordan Hall in Boston. You can find a lot more information at radioboston.org.
And that's it for today. Radio Boston is a production of WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.